Okay, pop quiz time now. And this is from a recent high school advanced placement economics exam. To fight off a recession, the Federal Reserve should A, sell securities in the open market and raise the discount rate, or B, buy securities in the open market and lower the discount rate. For the answer, we turn to Zoe Chase, who's a producer here at All Things Considered. Zoe, what's the answer?
The answer is B, according to the College Board. But the answer is really C. Bail out the banks.
So explain that. I mean, that's not one of the options, of course, on the test.
I know. So that's the thing. You know, advanced placement exams, kids take AP classes to earn college credit in high school. And I decided to go to an AP economics class in Washington because I wanted to see how this exam is lining up with the real-world events in the economy. So I asked a sophomore, this guy Kush Jadeja, about this thing.
Once you're in a situation like this, the question is, what do you do now? Because now there's nothing to do, well, in terms of monetary policy.
So we have a kind of disconnect between what we think we understand in theoretical terms and the practicalities of something that has gone wrong.
That's Ted Eagles. He's the teacher. He and all the teachers of AP Economics across the country are dealing with a disconnect because this AP exam was written 3 years ago.
When the economy was good.
Yeah, I mean,
we thought it was good.
3 years ago, different time. The students are not going to be so confused by the minutiae of the credit crunch. They're going to just all fail the AP.
They're not going to fail it.
No. It's just the teachers. You know, the teachers see the world changing. They want to respond. They want to bring it to the classroom. I called this other teacher in Woodbury, Virginia. His name's Randy Hudgens.
The standard routine in terms of teaching economics is changing on the fly, and that often means getting up at 5:30 in the morning and reading the Washington Post or whatever to try to figure out how to explain what happened yesterday, because it has very little to do with previous economic theory.
So this teacher has to change his lesson plan like literally every day?
Yeah, exactly. So I decided to call the AP committee and see what they're going to do about this, you know, situation. Here's Luis Fernandez from Oberlin College.
We're currently working on future exams. And we already are realizing that we're going to have to be more careful about how we word some questions.
He's on the committee that creates the AP, but he explained to me, if you even want to make a small word change on this exam, it's going to take hours, maybe days of discussion, consensus building. And, you know, if you want to make a fundamental change to the test, it's not going to happen for a really long time.
Mm. And we're going to put up a sample AP economics exam on our website at npr.org. Zoe Chase is a producer here at All Things Considered. Zoe, thanks for walking us through this.
Thank you, Guy.